This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Alrighty, welcome to Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulsher hanging out with Richie Ote. What's up, Richie?
What's going on?
Wade holding it down in the studio, and Kelly holding it down back home in Illinois. And our lovely Mary Goulet is back in Minnesota, tending to her family, because Mama passed away, and peacefully, though. So, you know, given the choices of how you are going to go, dying in my sleep is definitely number one on that list. Like, if I've got a choice, and that is the weirdest thing, man. Like, we know a lot. Technically, we don't know anything about what's going to happen to us ever in life, but I think we've got some degree of an understanding of, like, after the show, I'm going to get in my car, I'm going to go home, I'm going to let the dogs out, I'm going to, you know, do this, that, and the other. And we've got a pretty decent sense of what is going to happen for the rest of the day until something happens that you had no idea it was going to happen.
What was that, Mike Tyson's?
Oh,
everybody's got a plan to get punched in the face.
Yeah, that is a good one. That's what my jiu-jitsu instructor said for years, is like, you know, you can be the best black belt in the world until you get punched in the face, and that'll quickly turn. It's like with one punch, you become a brown belt. With the next punch, you become a purple belt. With the next punch, you become a blue belt, and then finally you're a white belt. And it's like, you know.
And the lower you are down the belts, the faster you get to the bottom.
Right, then you lose the belt, and then it's like the whole night, right? So,
Give me my money back.
But isn't that just like the weirdest thing? And we're going to talk about this on Soulful Sunday, where I just want to talk a little bit about this whole thing about death, right? Because it's just, you know, it's so interesting how that works. I want to talk about that. So just keep that in mind, Richard. We're going to be talking about death here on Soulful Sunday. But right now we're talking Sound Off and talking about, like, not knowing about things that are going to happen and being able to, you know, it's like the best laid plans, you know, I think is one of those expressions, which, of course, I can never remember because I smoke too much weed. But the best laid plans do something, and then they do something, and then they do something else. But can you imagine if you were, we've tried to stay a little less political over the last little while here because we had all the election stuff going on and whatnot. And so for the last 6 months or so, I'd say we've been a little less political, wouldn't you? Would you agree with that? Or
compared to what?
Compared to how we were for a while there. We're still a little. All right, fine. So then we can just continue down that path. I got to tell you, I don't think, and this is where, is it that the man is delusional, or is it that he's just incredibly arrogant? What is it with Trump exactly? I mean, I have to talk about it because
how about arrogance-induced delusion?
I think it's all the it's kind of where Wade's going. I think it's a bit of everything. I think it's a bit of arrogance, a bit of delusion, a bit of media on both sides blowing everything up more just because everybody on this planet is trying to get attention, because no matter what, sales stop if you don't have the attention of somebody.
Yeah.
And media is just trying to get advertisers, and everybody's trying to get a number for someone.
So by the way, everything on CNN now is breaking news. If you turn on CNN right now, at the bottom, you know, that ticker tape thing that they got going on, it says breaking news.
Yeah, there's probably
it's always some, breaking news.
Well, there's
on
probably
CNN.
A metric that says, you know,
if you have that on the ticker,
if you have breaking news, they'll tend to stay on 23 more minutes longer, right? Whatever.
And I will be guilty of that as well. And so, you know, look, reality is, and for those who have been perhaps without media for a period of time here, just a quick bringing up to speed, which is it all started with Trump deciding that let's go ahead and fire the guy who was investigating me. So Comey, who was the FBI director, you know, I liken that to, like, if you're at an airport and you've got drugs in your suitcase and a drug sniffing dog is going around and stops at your suitcase and you pull out a gun and you shoot the dog.
That's
that may not be the best plan of action to say, there is nothing in my suitcase. You don't have to worry. Matter of fact, you guys can just don't even look in my suitcase right now. It's all good. I took care of the problem. The problem was that damn dog who thought there was something in the suitcase. So I have to tell you, that was not a brilliant move.
I just think it's back to, you've heard me say a bazillion times over, context, 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 and, and syntax.
Which JV Crum threw out at you during our interview, which I thought was so funny, because you asked him a question, and he said, it really depends, let's talk about it from a contextual standpoint.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I was going that way, but here's context again.
Yeah.
In the context of months ago, you can make it look like, what's the blue worried? What's the Democrats worried about?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like for months they've been saying on one side, you can find soundbite after soundbite them saying you got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But contextually is because now this guy has moved from investigating other people. And then as more and more info starts coming out, it's like, he's continued to go, and now those things that you used to praise him for, his tenaciousness and his backbone and all these things, are like, now he's tenacious and coming after you.
Yeah, and tenacious in defending what is indefensible.
So
Wade,
now
you
the
gonna...
context makes it seem weird.
Right?
Exactly, and just to double down on that, just like last year, the FBI came to President Obama and said, hey, we're seeing these things.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama couldn't fire Comey, even though arguably there was cause, because the visuals would look bad.
Mm-hmm.
President Obama was constrained by the political circumstances and how bad that would look during an election, regardless of the validity of it, right?
Sure.
Which is what politics is about. And Trump just doesn't understand that. If I can throw in a couple of things real
quick.
Trump's dad was very domineering. Mm. So from different things I've read, Trump was trained that it's a binary thing. Either they break you or you break them.
Mm.
And there's no middle ground. And Trump's brother became an alcoholic. So they say, you know, in Trump's mind, there's the proof. Oh, dad broke him. He lost. Right.
Yeah.
Dad's not going to break me. But Trump has carried that forward into all of his relationships where everything's binary.
Mm-hmm.
Either I'm winning or if I'm not winning, regardless of circumstance, that's bad.
Yeah. So if you're saying something good about him, he loves you. If you're saying something bad about him, he hates you.
And now let me add to that. A lot of people say the government needs to be run like a business. Well, even if Trump wasn't as extreme as he is, he's proving no, it can't be, because a business has a dictator at the top.
Mm.
And so here Trump has this double whammy of his nature is to be dictatorial.
Yeah.
And then he stepped into this political office going, I'm going to run it like a dictatorial business. And then he's just shocked when he gets all the pushback about, no, this isn't a dictatorship. This is politics. There's give and take. So anyway.
No, it points really, really well taken. And I have to say that when you look at some of the, I don't even want to call them idle threats, because let's be honest here. Some of the things that he has threatened to do, which on the surface you go, well, that's just asinine and that will never happen, have happened. So the thing that scared me the most in the last couple of weeks is his saying, we are going to eliminate press briefings, and that we are simply going to issue a statement of fact. Because how on earth could these people who represent me and represent, you know, what we are doing here from a political perspective, how could they know everything that I'm thinking? How could they know? How could they represent me? They can't represent me. They're not me. So we're going to cancel all of these press briefings, and we're simply going to issue statements.
And why can't they represent him? Because he has no consistency in action or thought. He doesn't have a core philosophy that you can always go, well, okay, in this light. So they're constantly being blindsided because he's changing on a whim everything.
Yeah. And that's scary. I mean, look, firing Comey, scary. Of course that's scary. Everything that he's doing with the INS and taking these people out of their homes and whatnot, of course, is super scary. The elimination of Obamacare and putting 24 million people out without health insurance and literally having people have to choose between do I have a roof over my head and do I put food on the table, or do I cure this sickness that I'm facing right now? For people in this country to have to choose between having health care or putting food on the table is the biggest crock of crap that I think we've seen in millennia, really, when you come right down to it. But, you know, the thing that I have to keep coming back to is, at what point do the Republicans step up and just say, it is entirely, without exception, America first, and that what we are doing, regardless of political lines, what we are doing is wrong by standing behind this man? And we literally have to stand up and say, we need to do what is best for America and not what is best for our party. And I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of that.
I think it'll take a little longer.
I don't.
I wish.
Yeah.
It's all driven by approval ratings of the Republican base.
Yeah.
And they're being fed through their media channels that this is all a conspiracy against Trump.
Yeah.
But until you see his approval ratings within the Republican base go below, say, 50, right now they're at like 80.
Yeah.
In the midst of all this,
which is frightening,
the politicians that are dependent on those votes aren't going to change.
Yeah. All right. So do the right thing. Hit up your politicians, your local government officials, your senators, your House of Representative folks, etc., and let them know how you feel. Dial their numbers, send them emails, and let them know that it has to be America first. Oh God, it just makes me so angry. All right, guys.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.